It is time to talk football, Maine Black Bear football. And the game plan brought to you by Sea Dog Brewing Company, the home of the Black Bear Coaches Shows, Front Street in Bangor. And by Creative Print Services, whatever your business needs, Creative Print Services is here to help. Bob Lucy joining us for the game plan as always. How are you, Robert?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Very good. Rested and refreshed after a bye week. I'm ready to get back there and do a little broadcast tomorrow.
Well, absolutely. I'm right with you there. Looking forward to it.
Maine and Richmond tomorrow. Both teams coming in with a 2-3 record. Maine winless in the conference, though. A 1-1 Richmond conference record. Both teams need a win, but I would say the Black Bears have to have a win tomorrow to keep their playoff hopes alive.
I think you're right, Rich, and I think Maine's going to play well. The bye week is always a good time for some reflection and kind of a renewed sense of direction, and I think they'll come out and play well in all phases of the game tomorrow.
Well, let's start with the Maine offense tomorrow that has been inconsistent at times this year. Chris Ferguson has thrown for over 1,600 yards so far. 7 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, one of the things he wants to avoid tomorrow would be the turnovers, and one of the ways he hopes to be more productive is by having a more dependable running game, because that hasn't always been there for Maine for much of this season.
No, it's been inconsistent. Maine's coming into this game averaging 98 yards per game on the ground. They have 6 rushing touchdowns, only average 3.8 yards per rush, Rich. And if you look at those 3 games Maine's lost, they've averaged 20 carries for 60 yards rushing. So I think they're looking for more balance in that run game, and hopefully that will keep teams off balance a little bit more, and Maine won't have as much pressure on that pocket, which is going to be key tomorrow. They need to keep a clean pocket for Chris Ferguson.
We may see tomorrow. I haven't heard anything definitive, but there was talk that we might see Jordan Rowell, the transfer from Illinois, Northern Illinois.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether he'll go or not, but either way, Emmanuel Reed, I think, is healthy. Joe Fitzpatrick's been playing well, so I think Maine will look to try to get that ground game going and establish that early.
One thing we know is that Maine, with their passing game, has got big play capability, the likes of which we have not seen much through the years. And it starts with number 81, Ernest Edwards. Electric Ernie really having a remarkable senior season.
Well, he really is, Rich, and he's getting it done in a lot of ways, obviously. He's got 19 receptions for 473 yards and 4 touchdowns. He's averaging 24.9 yards per catch, but it's the kickoff returns, it's passing the football, it's all the other things he does. And he's got that explosive breakaway ability. We see it time and time again, and I think Maine needs to take 3 or 4 shots down the field, Ernest Edwards, in every game, because he's that good and he's that fast and he runs that deep post route. And if Ferguson's on the money, that's usually a touchdown.
It would seem, at least statistically, like Maine should be able to put some points on the board. This Richmond team allowing nearly 30 points a game, 363.5 yards per game, and allowing opponents to convert at a nearly 50% rate on third downs.
Well, I think third down is going to be key, Rich. Maine's done better this year on third downs. They're converting 40%. As you mentioned, Richmond is allowing opponents to convert 49% of the time. But I think Maine has to have manageable third down situations. This is a very good team up front. Their defensive line can get to the quarterback. They had 7 sacks against Albany. They sacked Ferguson 3 times last season, and they've got the same guys, including the preseason defensive player of the year in the CAA, Maurice Jackson. He's got 27 tackles for a loss and 17.5 sacks over his career, 5 sacks this year, and he had 3 sacks against Albany and was the defensive player of the week in the CAA. And he's got a couple of defensive tackles in there, Colby Ritten at 6'2", 285 pounds, and Kobe Turner at 6'3", 275 pounds. Those guys can get to the quarterback, too. And the one thing that they've done a good job with is they can really shut down that ground game. They only allowed Albany 14 yards rushing last week, 0.5 yards per carry. And they held Maine to 57 yards on the ground at Richmond last year.
Well, you mentioned a couple of their defensive guys, and they're getting some impressive play out of a true freshman, Tristan Wheeler, 40 tackles, 3 for a loss, and a sack so far.
Yeah, he's a good one, Rich. 6'2", 228 pounds out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And over the last two games, he's had 24 tackles and 3 tackles for a loss. So they've got some good linebacker play. I mentioned the defensive line. And they've got some good guys in the secondary, experienced guys, including a transfer from Duke, Brandon Feimster, who's 6'4", 208 pounds, and started 7 games for Duke last year.
We're talking with Bob Lucy, the game plan here on Downtown. Well, let's take a look at Maine defensively. And again, it seems to be this way almost every week. Maine will have to contend with a dual-threat quarterback.
Yeah, they will, Rich, and it may be a couple of dual-threat quarterbacks. Bo English has been starting. He's a transfer from Air Force, where he redshirted in 2017, didn't see game action in 2018, but he put up some great numbers in high school. He's a blue-gray All-America player, All-State player, played for DeMatha High School, and led his team to a number 3 national ranking as a senior. A real good dual-threat guy, can run the ball well. You look at some of his high school numbers, 68 career touchdowns, 45 passing, 23 rushing touchdowns. And this year, he's completed 71% of his passes, and he's rushed for 131 yards and 2 touchdowns. I think we also might see Joe Mancuso, a 6'4", 215-pound junior. He started 4 games last year, and he led the team in rushing last year. So he's another dual-threat guy. Both of those guys are very accurate throwers and can hurt you with their feet.
And they have some pretty good targets out there as well, including a couple more grad transfers from FBS schools.
Yeah, that would be Charlie Fessler, a transfer from Northwestern, who has 26 receptions for 344 yards and a touchdown, and Keystone Fuller, a transfer from Duke, where he played in 26 career games. And this year he's got 24 receptions for 435 yards and 3 touchdowns. They've got some pretty good size, Rich, at that wide receiver position, including Fessler, who's 6'4", Isaac Brown, who's 6'1", and they also have a wide receiver, Ben Moffey, that's 6'3", and 224 pounds.
Yeah, they have got great size at the receiver position. Some young running backs, redshirt freshman Mylon Howard and Aaron Dykes. And that's been, I think, the biggest surprise, and not a good one, for the Maine Black Bears this year. The run defense that was the best in the nation in FCS football has really struggled this year. And part of that has been some poor tackling at times.
Yeah, I mean, Maine is allowing 198 yards per game rushing, and they've got the most rushing touchdowns allowed in the league at 14 right now, Rich. Maine only allowed 11 rushing touchdowns in 14 games last year. But tackling has been a problem. I think what Maine needs to do is to really attack, be a little bit more aggressive, be disciplined. And if you can get 11 hats to the ball, or at least 5 or 6 swarming to the ball, that makes it a whole lot easier to get people to the ground. There's a lot of playmakers in this league, as we know. And if you're there by yourself trying to make an open field tackle, that can be challenging at times. Keeping your head up, tackling with the chest and shoulders, wrapping the arms, all those things that coaches will teach. But sometimes you just got to fly to the football and make plays. And I think the more hats they get to that ball, the better. I think that's something Maine's really worked hard on over the bye week. And I think they've got to play fast and physical tomorrow to be successful.
Well, if it comes down to special teams, they have apparently found a gem in a true freshman kicker from Baltimore.
Yeah, that would be Jake Larson from Baltimore, Maryland. 9 of 10 on field goals, long of 50 yards. He was the special team player of the week in the CAA for his efforts against Albany. And he kicked a 50-yard field goal, a 48-yard field goal, and a 26-yard field goal. And, Rich, he's the only kicker in the CAA to handle place kicking, kickoffs, and punting.
He should get 2 scholarships for that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The weather doesn't look great for tomorrow, Bob. Does that favor one team over another?
Hard to say. I mean, I think Maine probably looks to throw the ball more than Richmond. But either way, I'm sure both teams will be ready to play. You know, I think for Richmond, after three consecutive losses, they had that bounce back win over Albany at home last week, 23-20. So that's kind of re-energized them. And Maine knows what they've got to do when it's one game at a time, and just take care of their own business. And I think if Maine does that, they're going to be fine. You know, turnovers are key in this game, as we know. Maine, since the beginning of the 2011 season, is 6-18 when they have three or more turnovers. At Villanova, they had three turnovers and a blocked punt, and they were down 30-0 with 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. And really, it was hard to get back in that game. But they played hard in the second half. They outscored Villanova 14-3. I think you can build on that. And moving forward, you know, if you can minimize the turnovers and you can maximize forced turnovers, that's an area they really need to focus on. And sometimes I think you can almost try too hard. If you're trying to strip at the ball instead of just driving into somebody and accelerating your feet on contact, you may be arm tackling and missing people. But I think just being aggressive, attacking on the snap and doing those kinds of things, get pressure on the quarterback, they'll force a bad throw or two, and they can get rolling with the turnovers. They forced 31 turnovers last year, including 18 interceptions, third most in FCS football. After five games, one turnover, no interceptions. Maine has got to get after it. They're -9 in turnover margin, and I think if they can flip that around in this second part of the season, they're going to be in good shape.
Well, Maine gets a win tomorrow. They do get right back in the midst of that CAA conversation. And I would say, based on what we saw last weekend with the JMU getting tested, Villanova having to pull one out down to the wire, the air of invincibility may be gone from a couple of these teams, and we could be looking at a very wide-open CAA race.
I think you're right, Rich. I really do. I think William and Mary is much better this year. Stony Brook certainly is capable of beating anybody. And New Hampshire is quietly, seemingly getting better and better and more confident each week, and their defense is playing lights out. That'll be an interesting matchup at Stony Brook Saturday night to see how UNH matches up against the Stony Brook team that took JMU to the wire.
Well, Maine needs to just take care of business. Tomorrow they host Richmond. It is a 12 o'clock start up at Alphonse Stadium and Morse Field. Robert, appreciate it as always, and we'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning.
Okay, Rich, it sounds good.
Bob Lucy, the game plan every Friday on Downtown, brought to you by Sea Dog Brewing Company, the home of the Blackberry Coaches shows, Front Street in Bangor, and Creative Print Services. Whatever your business needs, Creative Print Services is here to help. With over 150 years of combined experience, creative sales and service reps meet the needs of customers throughout the state of Maine and beyond. Big jobs, small jobs, out-of-the-box jobs, let the team at Creative Print Services bring your vision to life. Color printing, business forms, stationery, or specialized printing, trust Creative Print Services to provide you with a complete set of solutions that will meet all your needs. Give them a call at 947-2250 or visit online at creative-ps.com.